Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Macro News for Monday, the 3rd of March 2025. It's a new month and a new weather. I don't know what it's like where you are, but it's been quite nice. Blue skies, you can't beat sometimes a wintry sun. Well, it's not winter anymore, is it? Is it winter still? Or is it? I know it's meteorological spring, but I don't know what that means. But anyway, it's seeming like it's spring-like, the weather at the moment. Quite nice. Blue skies, sun out, and it's still a bit frosty, but chilly in the mornings, but otherwise fine. How about the markets? Let's look at the markets right now. FTSE 100 at an all-time high. It's running strongly. A lot of it's off the back of defence stocks, because, of course, NATO are getting together to increase or up their spend on defence there. So FTSE is up 0.7% to 8,874. And the previous high was just over 8,800, so 73 points above that. FTSE 250, it's also up, but less so, up fifth of 1%, 20,371. FTSE small cap, again, it's up a quarter of 1% to 6,643. And the AMOL share, what's that doing? It's not really taking part. 703 it's at. It's up 0.01%. That's it. Not even 1 point. And it's on the lowest it's been right now. It's on the lowest, equally in the lowest it's been in 15 months. So it's not looking good. Commodities. Brent crude down a quarter of 1%, 72.99, or 73, just ticked up to there. What about copper? That is, it's consolidating a little bit today, it looks like. It's had a good run recently, and now it's at $10,138 a tonne. And gold, it's up again. It's had a little bit of a pullback last three or four days, but it's now maybe finding a bit of a bottom here, or support level. $2,884 an ounce. Bitcoin has rallied, there's a bit of story on crypto actually in a bit, but it did rally overnight. Was it? It did go 10% almost, or 9.6% yesterday. It hit $94,000, and now it's just below that. Well, it's 94,400. It hit 94,900. Is that right? No. 94,000, it hit 100 last night, and now it's down to 92,916. But nevertheless, they are rallying, and there's a reason for that. Cryptos. Government bonds, 2-year bond yield is at 4.23. It's up 1.5%, and the 10-year is up 2.4% to 4.587. A pound will buy you €1.21, and it'll buy you nearly $1.27, or 1.2668. So that's rallying there. Dixie's coming off. Dollar's weakening a little bit. Pound is rallying, and euro's rallying because of all the European leaders got together and said, we're going to fight. We should have a war with him. Just go to war with him. He's full of crap. Just go to war with Russia. That's what you need to do. Really step it up. Okay, let's go to the macro news. UK factories cut staff at fastest pace since 2020, but optimism rises. That's what the PMI shows. British factories cut staff at the fastest pace since nearly 5 years last month, as the government's payroll tax increase began to push up their costs and demand at home and abroad was weak, a survey showed Monday. But manufacturers also turned the most positive in 6 months, as they hope for a pickup in the economy. The S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index for the UK manufacturer remained below 50 threshold that divides growth from contraction for a fifth month in a row, sinking to a 14-month low at 46.9. This was above preliminary estimate for February of 46.4, but below January's 48.3. Like I said, forecast was 46.4, but nevertheless, it still is at a low. Let's hope that sentiment transpires into real, optimism for the economy. because I do feel like that. We're now at almost peak gloom. And when you're at peak gloom, there's only one way to go. Gloomier. No, you know, more optimistic, I think. Okay, next. UK net mortgage lending rises by the most since September 2022. British homebuyers borrowed the most in new mortgages since September 2022 in January, while approvals for new lending dropped less than expected ahead of the end of a tax break on property purchases, according to the Bank of England. Net mortgage lending rose to £4.2 billion in January from £3.3 billion in December, the highest since September 2022, when the economic plans of former Prime Minister Liz Truss. It's amazing to think she was Prime Minister now, isn't it? Anyway, that was since the biggest rise since then. The end of this month of temporary reduction in stamp duty, well, they reckon it's hard to measure this as a real, you know, organic growth in mortgage approvals because, of course, people are trying to get ahead of this stamp duty raise that's going to happen in April. So, yeah, it's a bit distorted, the markets for mortgage lending all at the moment. Let's see what it's like after stamp duty kicks in. And finally, crypto prices rally after Trump backs five coins for crypto reserve. US President Donald Trump has revealed the names of five cryptocurrencies that he says he would like to be included in a new strategic reserve to make the US the crypto capital of the world. The market prices of five coins named Bitcoin, Ethereum, XRP, which is Ripple, Solana, and Cardano all swiftly jumped after the announcement. During Trump's presidential campaign, he aggressively courted the crypto community. The previous US president, Joe Biden, had overseen a crackdown on crypto due to concerns about fraud and money laundering. It is unclear how the new stockpile will work. More information is expected on Friday when Trump plans to host the first crypto summit at the White House. Well, there we are. Buy some crypto, everyone. Okay, let's look at some micro news. Where's... let me just add a company here. Sorry, I need to add to the list. Okay, first up is Finseta. They are an 18 million market cap. Let me just type that in. They've announced basically Finseta, they're a foreign exchange and payment solutions company offering multi-currency accounts to businesses and individuals through its proprietary technology platform. Pleased to announce the commercial availability of the Finseta corporate card, a payment card scheme for corporate customers. So, like a market cap, 18 million. And the forecast for revenue for this year is 11.5, top line, up from 9.6. And forecast of adjusted profit for tax of 1.3, down from 1.4. Nevertheless, there is growth forecast for 25, 26. So, I'd say, yeah, watch list, decent growth in all metrics and looking attractive after recent sell-off. Next, Ramsden's, one of my holdings. The diversified financial services provider provides an update ahead of the group's annual general meeting, and they said the group has continued to trade well across its key income streams during the first 5 months of the financial year, to the 1st of October 24 to 28th of February 25, with a purchase of precious metals segment continuing to benefit from a strong gold price. The group intends to announce trading update for 6 months ending the 31st of March in April. I would be surprised, very surprised, in fact, I would not be surprised if they don't announce an expectations beat on there, if they beat expectations, because as I said, very strong record levels at the moment of profit and revenue, and that will continue. I think it's an excellent business. I'm very biased. I own them. They're growing and becoming more efficient. Would not be surprised to see them exceeding estimates in their trading update. They also pay a chunky dividend of around 5%. RFX, put it on your watch list. Next, Cortex Technologies, QTX, one of the world's leading suppliers of subscription-based vehicle tracking systems, analytical software and services. Pleased to announce its audited results for the year ended 31st December. So revenue increased by 8% to 32.4 million, up from 29.9. Adjusted profit for tax increased 25% to 6.3 versus 5.1. And cash at bank was 3.1 versus 2.38. They improved on all metrics there. Market cap of 18 million. So they're not quite cheap. They have got high levels of recurring revenue. I'd say watch list. Seem like a recovery year is on track. And I said, no debt, plenty of cash, and high recurring revenue. Add it to your watch list. Next, Severfield, SFR. Oh, I tell you what, this The market-leading Structural Steel Group announces the following trading update for the year ended 29th of March. Market cap 80 million. And this is halved today, pretty much. Now, they do say it was quite a gloomy outlook, actually. Both, well, current trading and outlook. They say, in our interim results on the 26th of November, we highlighted that the market backdrop in the UK and Europe was challenging. Since then, market conditions have shown no signs of improvement. Outlook. Whilst we continue to see a good pipeline of project opportunities, client decision-making continues to be deferred and projects are not being awarded or progressing within normal timescales, consistent with the current lower level of business confidence in the UK and as a whole. So they're very bearish. The forecasts here are for, let's have a look, 451 million top line, that's down from 463, and profit before tax down to 18 from 36.5, so pretty much halved. And they don't see 26 as improving, but they do see 27 as improving. I would say watch list, it's not a turnaround in the short term, but not a bad business. And I would say keep it on your watch list, get some chart alerts on it for the share price crossing the 50-day moving average maybe. But it's worth monitoring for any improvement in the future. Next, Transense Technologies, TRT. Through its Translogic division, has secured a landmark contract with Logistics UK, one of the country's largest business groups representing the interests of transport companies operating vehicles that move by road, air, rail or water, and those that buy their services. Market cap, 19 million, Transense. There's no change to the forecast here, but I would say watch list. It's forecast to grow, and this new contract will help that. However, profit before tax is forecast to dip in 2026, to 1.3 from 1.5, but it's expected to resume growth in 2027. So maybe keep it on your watch list. And lastly, another one of mine, Time Finance. More directors buying shares after the recent sell-off. There hasn't been an announcement as to who's been selling. Someone's been selling. That's the only reason why it's dropped. But we've had now the CFO buying, a non-exec buying today, Paul Hurd, another non-exec, and Tanya Raines, non-exec chair, purchased 10,000 and 1,898 shares, respectively. Of course, watch list. This company has consistently beat expectations about six times in the last 2 years. They've got revenue growth, margin expansion, and it's valued on a 2025 PE of just 8.7. That's a ridiculous valuation metric for a company like this. I'd say put it on your watch list, do your own research. I'm biased. Don't buy anything I say in this podcast. As I said, I may be wildly biased. Please do your own research. Thanks for listening. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.